Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, the economy having a tough time. People having a tough time. State governments having a tough time. Now, when you have a tough time with your finances, you have to look at your budget, if you have one. If you don't have one, you probably should make one. You have to look at your budget, where you're spending money, how much you're bringing in, where you're spending it, and you have to make some adjustments. You might have to cut back on eating out, for instance. A lot of people like to make a habit of eating out at restaurants. Well, that's an expensive thing. Maybe you want to cut back on some of your vices, like smoking cigarettes or drinking caffeine or drinking beer, whatever it is, you know, soda pop, whatever it is that you've got as sort of an addiction, an everyday use that's not really necessary.
Couldn't I just take some other people's money to help out?
You don't have that option.
Oh.
Because most people will see that as illegitimate. When you go and rob somebody, they're going to see you for what you are, and that is a common criminal. Of course, the government doesn't have that problem. They can rob people at will. But when it comes to your personal finances, you've got to cut back because, well, if you don't, you're not going to get the rent paid on time or you're not going to pay your mortgage and you're going to be out in the cold. So you want to make sure you get your S together. And whatever that means, whether it means cutting back on your consumption or taking on a roommate where you might not have had a roommate before, some way to cut your cost of living, various different ways that people are using to adjust in what is a slightly down economy. I don't think it's really dramatically terrible yet at this point. But individuals have to make choices. Governments, on the other hand, nah, not so much. All governments have to do is make the choice as to what to tax next. And the people over in the Empire State, New York, have decided, the Governor Patterson there has unveiled what they are calling at the Daily News, New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, a dire New York State budget that includes new taxes, layoffs, and cuts. The proposed $121 billion budget hits New York in their iPods, as well as nickels and dimes them in lots of other places, too, trying to close a $15.4 billion budget gap. Patterson called for 88 new fees and a host of other taxes, including an iPod tax that taxes the sale of downloaded music and other digitally delivered entertainment services. Good luck implementing that one. Remember, New York State was the state that had a problem with Newegg? And Newegg just told New York State to go F themselves, basically, that they weren't going to collect their state sales tax for them because Newegg doesn't have an actual physical location in New York State. And so they made the point that, screw you, we're not doing
this.
Kudos
to them.
Yeah. So I hope more people do that. I hope Apple doesn't just bow down and start collecting tax just for New York-based users of their iTunes service.
It amazes me that it doesn't click for these governments that at a time like the reason their revenues are down is because the economy is suffering. And everybody is suffering right now. And they're going to tighten the space between the rock and the hard place even tighter.
Yeah, they're not interested in doing that. They want 88 new taxes here, according to this. Excuse me, 88 new fees and a host of other taxes. So I'm not sure what that means. It could mean 120
new taxes. It
means a lot. Right. And I love how they call fees different from taxes. Somehow a fee is different. No, it's the same thing with just a different name. Because it's all about words and confusing people. Anyway, Patterson said, we're going to have to take some extreme measures. After unveiling the slash-and-burn budget, the proposal, which needs legislative approval, didn't include broad-based income tax increases, but relied on smaller ones to raise $4.1 billion from cash-strapped New Yorkers, movie tickets, taxi rides, soda, beer, wine, cigars, and even massages will now be taxed. Under Patterson's proposal, it also extends sales taxes, I guess taxed more. I imagine they're already taxing beer and wine. It extends sales taxes to cable and satellite television services and removes the tax exemption for clothes costing less than $110. So apparently they had a tax exemption if you were to go to Old Navy or some regular clothing store and buy some clothes. You'd get them tax-free, which is a kind of a way to help some of the lower-income people get some clothes that they need to put on their kids' backs. Well, now they're going to be paying taxes too. So no more tax holiday for you guys. The governor is nickel and diming working class families, said the executive director of New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness. State Conservative Party chairman warned that reinstating the sales tax on clothing and shoes will drive people to New Jersey, where they'll also gas up their cars and pick up their wine, spirits, and soda because the prices are less due to lower taxes. So even New Jersey is looking good compared to New York State at this point. Says you're sending notice to the people of New York that we really don't want you here, said Mr. Long. The governor proposed flat spending, but why not actually cut the budget before raising taxes and fees? Well, why not? Because then all your employees, the government employees, would be all up in a tizzy. Mm-hmm. If you're cutting budget on a government program, it probably means that the staff is going to be cut at some point. That's a very realistic possibility. And these government workers' unions, the teachers' union and the other government employees' unions, they're pretty influential. And the politicos don't want to piss them off, because if a politico runs on the wrong side of a governmental workers' union, they will work just relentlessly to get that person out of office next time around.
Yeah, it's the nature of government is to grow, and it's because of things like that. And even if it's – I think even if it's ultimately in the long term – harmful to government itself, they will. It's like an irresistible thing because of just that. It's this collectivist. All these different organizations have their own stake in it, and they're all fighting for more. You know, so it's just the nature of the beast to keep growing. And I think even that the common sense thing is for them to cut their budget and in hard times when people are going to have a harder time paying taxes.
Right.
But that's not working. Their common sense isn't what guides it.
No, even though they and you're absolutely right. And a perfect example here is that even though we're all cutting, most people in America are all cutting budgets, the government is increasing. So even though they called it slash and burn, they call this a slash and burn budget. It's a 1% increase in total spending. The 2009 through 2010 budget proposal is a 1% increase over what it was before. And so apparently it's slash and burn because, well, it's the smallest increase in a dozen years.
They touched on it in the article, but it's really dangerous when states do that too because people can leave.
Yep.
You know,
and they will.
I'm in the Free State Project right now. I'm in New Hampshire. I left California and I felt like I was bailing out of the Titanic.
So you know, the water got a little too hot for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was a senior software engineer in California.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like good money.
It should be. Anywhere else it would be.
Oh, really?
I mean,
what are they taking out of your paycheck?
Oh, gosh. I can't even.
Did you have city sales tax or city income tax, or is it just the state income tax?
I believe there were both.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, I know that
there's
a pretty big chunk that comes out from the state. And then, you know. But so many of the taxes, we don't even see them. They're embedded in the mm-hmm. things that we buy and things like that. That's why this notion that people feel like, you know, have corporations pay the taxes and they feel like wealthy people are paying taxes for them so they can get free stuff. You're paying the taxes
sure.
one way, directly or indirectly. I mean, when you buy a product, if a corporation paid the tax, I guarantee you they have figured the cost into their products.
Absolutely. Otherwise,
like
they wouldn't be in business.
Yeah, I just know that as a senior software engineer in California, what California was doing and is doing probably even to a greater extent now is driving out the middle class. I can't imagine. It seems like more and more people in California, they're either the service class, really, you know, low income people that are doing service industry stuff, who are or they're wealthy and they've gotten tax loopholes. You know, I think the golfer, I'm blanking at the moment. As soon as he started making. You know, as soon as he had a contract for $4 million a year, he suddenly lived in Florida. Oh, he still lived, you know,
yeah.
quote unquote, in California, but he technically lived
mm-hmm.
in Florida.
Where there's no income tax.
He can afford to have two homes and
right.
travel back and forth a lot and be officially a resident of Florida where there's no income tax. Exactly. So.
And I feel fortunate that I happened to be born in Florida where there was no income tax. So, I mean, it's the same way here in New Hampshire. I've never had to deal with having some sort of state income tax form. That would be just
filing
awful.
Two taxes every year.
Or worse, taxes. If you live in New York City, you've got a city tax.
Mm-hmm.
There's a city income tax there. So it's just awful. And so they are apparently, I'm looking at the details of this budget here in New York, they are apparently going to be cutting 3.3% or $698 million off the school aid budget and $3.5 billion in health care savings, including reductions in payments to hospitals and nursing homes. I find it so interesting that that's the first place they go to cut the government spending, is the nursing homes and the children. That way, of course, they can howl and moan about how, oh, gosh, because we don't have the tax revenue, we're going to have to hurt the children. 800-259-9231, your thoughts. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies. They've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. So we're talking about, or we were talking about, the New York State situation where they're looking at a pretty desperate move, looking at introducing 88 new fees and, as the article describes it, as a host of other taxes, including an iPod tax. They are going to attempt, if you're somebody who uses, for instance, the iTunes service, and you happen to be based in the political designation known as New York State, you might be seeing a new tax added on next time you try to buy a song or something like that. They're trying to get people every which way they possibly can to extract as much money as they possibly can from New Yorkers who, of course, are having a tough time. They're having to cut their personal budgets back. And one of the things they're cutting, one of the things that they can't exactly budget for is how much the taxes are going to be next year. You don't know how much they're going to raise taxes on you. I mean, it's all completely arbitrary. Whatever it is, the number is that goes, whatever the amount is on the property tax bill or on your income tax bill or whatever it is they're taxing you on in New York, that number can completely change from year to year, and you have no real way of predicting what it's going to be. It might be held down to a few percentage points, and you might be able to generally have some idea about that, but I don't think most people work in a tax increase into their family budgets. They're just not thinking about that kind of stuff.
But, no, I doubt it.
But the bureaucrats don't care. They don't care if people end up out on the street because they can't pay their bills because they've had too much money taken from them out of their paychecks. They don't care. I mean, after all, that's what the welfare programs are for, right? Well, if they end up out on the streets, we'll just pick them up and put them in our state welfare program. We'll take care of them.
It actually kind of goes both ways, too. It works the other way in that states are really bad about predicting how much revenue they're going to get from certain kinds of taxes. Because, like, one example in California was they added a substantial tax to cigarettes. I mean, expecting to get this huge cash windfall, they were expecting like a $9 billion increase in taxes just from cigarettes.
And what happened?
And it didn't happen at all. Because they got revenue at all from it.
Did they order? I mean, it
altered
the market
people's
shifted
behavior.
Right.
I'm sure some people quit smoking. It was such a substantial tax, which, you know, they might have said, well, that's good. We made less people smoke. And a lot of people, I think, got pirate cigarettes. It started to become financially viable to go to state lines to get cigarettes and
order
risk
online.
Whatever penalties and fines there might be for doing so. At some point, it starts becoming, you know, the market asserts itself at some point.
Absolutely. So these governments are going to hit a wall. I mean, they can't keep doing this forever. We already know that a lot of the state governments are going to the federal government to bail out their budgets. California, Arnold Schwarzenegger went and asked for $7 billion from the federal government. So, yeah, you might be able to patch it up for a little while, but eventually the holes are in the ship's hull are going to spring loose again, and you're going to start taking on water, and I think this is great news. I mean, eventually it means the state's going to fail. Unfortunately, people are going to suffer in the meantime. That's the bad part about all this, is that people aren't going to have the willingness and the courage to stop paying, because that's the easiest way to reduce your taxes, to just tell the government guys to go F themselves. I'm not paying you anymore. I mean, if business owners would stop being the government's bitch and collect money for the government, that would go a real long way to putting a stop to a lot of this tyranny that we're dealing with. I mean, can you imagine if a handful of business owners just basically said, yeah, we're going to just let our employees take home everything they're worth, and if you government guys want to get money out of them, well, you'll have to go after each and every single one of them, because we're not going to do your dirty work for you anymore. It's uncompensated. First of all, number one, it's stealing. Secondly, we're not even compensated for doing this this particular work. Not that that would make it any better, but I mean, businesses are essentially uncompensated tax collectors for the state.
Government can't function. That's the only way government can really function.
With obedience.
They continue to just people have to obey. They can't crack the whip constantly. I mean, it stops being financially sensible to do anymore. What essentially they have to do is, you know, make examples of a few people so that everyone else falls into line. We saw that happening with some people with civil disobedience here. They even said that we have to send a message.
Absolutely. And in you're talking about the civil disobedience and them sending a message. I think they were definitely trying to send one in the case with the couch where they threatened everybody. And they said that if you come in and you refuse to stand for the judge, you'll be thrown in jail, possibly for contempt of court. And in the judge's order that he wrote on the contempt of court charges, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he essentially said that somebody coming into the courtroom and disobeying in front of other people essentially just destroys the court's ability to administer justice. So he basically said that if a handful of people were to start doing what I did or what other disobedience have done, their entire system would crumble in upon itself. He seemed very, very, desperate about
it. It's a house of cards.
It totally is. And there's evidence of that everywhere. We talked recently on this program about how here in New Hampshire, they're actually suspending jury trials for an entire month.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because they don't have enough money.
What's going to happen if people
start asking for jury trials?
For instance, what if an activist, broke a law on purpose, like possessing some marijuana?
Like is going to happen on January 10th?
Exactly. And then insisted on a jury trial. And what if other people got ideas like that also? What if some of the people who were going to be maybe compromising, who have already been arrested for marijuana, get mm-hmm. ideas and go, oh, maybe I'll ask for a jury trial as well. And before long, the system gets completely bogged down.
It wouldn't take much.
It only works right now because they can railroad people through it.
And it's barely working right now. I mean, they are teetering on the edge of total financial calamity. And the only way they can get it to work is if they postpone the trials for a month, because that means they save a little bit of money because it costs them money to send out the jury notices mm-hmm. and to bring the jurors in and to hold them for a day. And they have to pay them $15 a juror or whatever the amount is.
Of course, the simple solution is to stop prosecuting innocent people.
That would solve the problem immediately.
That would be the simple logical solution.
That'd be an overnight solution.
But again, it's not government's nature to do the logical thing.
Or to do the caring thing.
Grow.
Right. Or to do something that would actually help people.
Yeah.
And that would help a lot of people.
The drug war is so dependent on marijuana, because that is the drug that most people are using that they can get.
To be fair, though, there are a lot of, you're right, it's easy to catch people for pop. There are a lot of people out there using cocaine and heroin, especially around here.
They are, but I think it would be really hard to fuel the drug war without marijuana, and I think that's why they hold on to it so tenaciously. I mean, it's getting really, really absurd at this point.
Yeah.
It's getting really silly, and they're still holding on tenaciously, and I wonder if that's why. I mean, I'm just really theorizing here, but it seems like the war, drug war itself, is fueled on that. They confiscate so much property and such.
We'll continue to follow this case here in New Hampshire as far as how long is it going to go on for. Are they going to keep delaying more jury trials? What's going to happen there? I think it's great news because it does show how weak, truly weak, the system is, just standing on the precipice, ready to fall over and just completely they'll be forced into the changes that they don't want to do. They don't want to stop prosecuting people for victimless crimes, but eventually they might be forced to simply for financial reasons, and I think that's good. 800-259-9231. Not all the news is dire. We'll give you a little positive news coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features totally free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that features include, by the way, the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. That's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And that again, bbs.freetalklive.com. So not all the news is dire out there. If you're in New York State, it might be. As we just pointed out, you're looking at, 100 new taxes and fees coming soon if this new budget passes. But it's not all bad news. In fact, there's a little bit of good news to share here, and it's out of our very own New Hampshire, here in the Cheshire County region, Leominster, where a proposal to adopt a zoning ordinance for the town of Leominster was soundly defeated, 375-159, at a special town meeting early this month. That's a little bit of good news. Voters against the proposal that had been under study for the past 18 months turned out in full force to cast ballots during the 8-hour voting period from noon to 8 p.m. Now, what I thought was interesting about this, and I think we've talked about it on the air before, as it was upcoming, what I found interesting was that they decided to do this special election for the zoning proposal. And it's just another example of how the politicos will try to manipulate the system as much as they possibly can in order to benefit themselves. And in this case, the politicos are the ones that were pushing for zoning. There's no zoning in Leinster, and so a certain group of government people was and central planning know-it-alls, busybodies, was pushing for zoning. And so instead of having the vote in November with the rest of the election, they decided to schedule it for a special early December election, where the only issue to be voted upon was this one issue. So right. It seemed to be a tactic to try to minimize the amount of turnout.
Sure.
And it didn't work for them, which is the good news.
They're hoping for just the true believers to show up.
Which is the good news. And, you know, to the credit of those who are politically active in New Hampshire, you know, they deserve some credit on this. I mean, they got out and they got active on this and they held the line. I mean, that's all they did. They held the line. It's not like they turned around the taxes. They didn't lower any taxes or reduce the size of government. They just prevented the government from getting more intrusive. So that's good news. And it's... I mean, it's happened before in other places, in a lot of places where zoning proposals are made. In many places, it will be shot down over and over again. But the fact that they can keep bringing it up just goes to show how irritating the political system can be. Like,
you've been
shot down 9 times in a row, and you keep bringing it back. Well, why? Because they can. Because nothing prevents them from going and continuing to advocate for an increase in the size of the government. Nothing is there to stop them from doing that. So that's why, for instance, here in New Hampshire, we see every single year somebody brings up a proposal for a seatbelt mandate.
That's already coming up.
It's coming back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, 49 states have mandatory seatbelts. New Hampshire is the only one that doesn't. And the nanny status are at it every single time. And so the politically active people have to spend so much of their efforts just trying to hold the line against these people. And again, credit where credit's due. They did a good job here. I mean, 375-159 against zoning. That's pretty decent. That's a pretty decent margin. So, I mean, they deserve a good credit because they are pretty well organized and they do get out there and they do a good job. And there's a lot more activists now than there were in the past as far as liberty activists are concerned. But, man, it's a lot of effort. Man, it's a lot of time that you have to spend in order to just keep things the status quo, let alone turn things around. You propose a real wimpy proposal like decriminalization of marijuana as they did last year. And it just gets shot down in flames. I mean, it didn't do as bad this time around as it did in the past.
It did really well in the House, right? They have a House.
Correct. It did pass for the first time in the House of Representatives in New Hampshire. So, again, credit there.
By a large margin, and then it got turned around in the Senate.
It did this. Yeah, the Senate essentially slapped it back, and now it's dead. And they'll bring it back again, and they'll try again. But, man, it takes a lot of time. And the political system is so inefficient. It's just, I think it's the most inefficient way to achieve any kind of significant change. And I know that the political guys, they believe fully in it, and they believe they can turn it around, and I wish them the best of luck. I mean, if they can, I think that's great. I think that if they can be successful, I think that's great. And maybe what they need is some sort of critical mass of politically active movers in order to get it. But, man, I can tell you, I don't want to go back to the state house. I went to a couple of those marijuana hearings. I saw you at one of them.
Yeah, I went there to provide my moral support because, I mean, some of those guys that are working hard in there, they're my friends. They're my friends and they're working really hard, and I was there to give them my moral support. So it was a tough call on my part, but, you know, I don't want to burn any bridges.
I don't know if you're burning bridges by not necessarily participating, but I can certainly see...
Oh, I don't participate. I don't vote on things. I don't vote in politics or anything like that.
But you were there.
I was there.
You went to the state house.
You know, and I did.
Technically, that is participation. It's not necessarily as active as going and voting on something, but it's something.
I thought of it as being there for my friends, not for the bill.
That's a good way to, I mean, whatever it takes, man, whatever you need to justify it to yourself. My point is, though, that there was a lot of effort expended, and the only result is that things stay as they are. And that's why I'm pointing out here in Leinster, 375-159, the turnout of 534 voters represented 65% of the registered voters on the Leinster checklist. And according to the vice chairman of the Leinster Planning Board, he says, "I don't know if I have an answer." When asked if the zoning issue is now dead in Leinster, "I just don't know. I'm at a loss," he added. "Oh, God, I don't get to control people's property." or at least not as much. I don't get to control property as much. They apparently still have a planning board, and that means that you have to ask permission to do things, right?
Right.
The main opposition to the zoning proposal was led by a trio of guys, Jim Kimball, Frank Girard, Chris Clark. Back in June, I suggested to Jim we have a meeting to discuss zoning. From that initial gathering of the three men, the opposition group grew. The first session drew 16 people, and then it swelled to 30 or 40 who attended meetings in the end. Kimball said about 300 people were involved on the opposition side. He related that we worked together to get the vote out. He said the group won't just go away now that the zoning ordinance has been defeated. We'll be getting involved in our town to make a difference, he revealed. Kimball recalled moving to Leominster in the late 70s when he built his own home. At that time, all it took was $1 for a permit and a handshake. He says, I thought we'd do something to point out in the direction of the old times, he said, of the anti-zoning effort that surfaced in the community. So there you have it, a little bit of good news from our very own New Hampshire. And I'm sure there are some other examples of zoning being stopped in small towns across America. But so I don't want to make it sound like this is the only place where such things are going on. But things are going on like that here, and that's a positive.
It does give you a feel for the climate of views here in New
Live Free or Die still is alive in some of the people's hearts here in New Hampshire. And if they can be motivated, they can get out and do things. If they can have the inspiration, then they will get out and get active, as happened here in a little town in New Hampshire.
Well, I think it really comes down to it's a downhill battle to make government bigger, to get it more intrusive and bigger and to tax more. That's a downhill battle. That's its nature already. So anyone who's able to stop that or going the other direction, that's great, but it's really tough.
Let's go to your phone calls. Andy's on the line in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got a letter the other day from a municipal corporation here in Michigan. And I was born in this place and, in this geographical area, so was my wife. And we lived there for a time, and we've since moved out of there geographical border.
Mm-hmm.
I got a letter from them that said that they want me to file city income tax return for the years 2002 through 2007.
Oh, my. I want to get some details from you, so hang on. Hopefully your cell phone will stay connected. If not, call back. We'll bring you right back. More with Andy in Michigan. We'll find out what the rest of his story is. Was he even living in that geographical area during those years? Didn't sound like it. We'll find out more here in moments. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, even in the remaining moments of the program. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, 41 categories, brand new or even used. Save yourself a few more bucks by buying used. Free Talk Live will get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones and the fun. Andy in Michigan. Yeah, now, Andy, you just started by telling us that apparently you lived in a certain place in Michigan, one of the cities there, and you moved out at some point, and now the bureaucrats from that place from which you have moved have sent you some sort of notice saying that they're demanding taxes for 2002 to 2007?
Right.
Andy? And did you live in that particular political designation between 2002 and 2007?
I, in fact, did.
And did you pay them taxes between those years?
I never filed. I didn't know anything about Liberty or any of that back then. I didn't really start learning about any of this stuff until... really until the Ron Paul campaign ramped up.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I got it in my head that if I never signed their paper and sent it to them, then what could they really do?
So is this a city income tax? Is that what we're talking
about
here?
What I discovered was that the state of Michigan has what's called some sort of uniform city income tax code.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows the cities to charge income tax to the citizens, as long as they do it by these methods.
Gotcha.
And I think I found somewhere in there where it says that by signing the tax return, you agree to pay the taxes. Well, I can tell you for a fact, I never signed one of their tax returns. I wasn't interested, even back then.
So what are they threatening with you now? I mean, what are they threatening you with?
That's what I tried to figure out. I've really been digging around and trying to figure out what it is that they're threatening. And they never go so far as to say that they're going to actually imprison you over it, but they do say that they'll charge interest and this and that. And I have 15 days to respond, and my instinct is to call them and ask them where
the instrument is with my signature that obligates me to this. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds a bit like some of the... what is it called?
It's a good question. It's a good question to ask. The question is, you know, if indeed you're claiming that I owe you this, then you must have some sort of evidence that proves that I owe it to you. And so you're essentially you're asking them for the proof of claim. I mean, they're claiming that you owe them, so you're saying, well, okay,
they say that based on their records and information provided to them by the state of Michigan under a certain statute, which no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to find to read, that I have income that is taxable. Well, the way I look at it, I don't have any of that income anymore. I spent it. So,
wow. So you're thinking about calling them up and asking them for the proof of obligation, which they're going to have no idea what you're talking about, of course. And
they probably won't, will they?
They're going to say, yeah, well, we've got all the proof we need. We've got men with guns. Of course, they're not going to say that either.
Yeah, it's like that. That's what ultimately comes down to. I thought I'd throw that out to see if anybody had any suggestions. But also, I wanted to add that I called about the dispute between myself and the local school district over my son.
Mm-hmm.
I did end up withdrawing my son from the public school.
Oh, wow.
This week. I couldn't.
Are you homeschooling?
I couldn't continue with that. I felt that they were going to damage my son if they continued. They did this manifestation meeting where they said that his absences were due to his suspected disability. They claimed they suspected the form that our abuse assigned. Well, them holding this manifestation allowed him to go back to school. Well, he was back in the school for less than 2 hours, and they kicked him out again and suspended him for 10 more days.
Huh.
And then they wanted to do another manifestation meeting, and at that point, I just called them and just said, look, you people are incompetent.
So are you going to homeschool? Are you homeschooling your son at this point?
Yes. And we had to do the same thing last year because they couldn't handle him then either.
Well, so, I say good on you. I mean, if you have the ability to and you have the time to homeschool, man, it's the way to go. I mean, that's the way that your son's going to be the best educated that he possibly can be. And keeps them out of the clutches of the state and their awful indoctrination camps. So you should be congratulated.
You know, it really speaks to me about just having this perspective on life that I've gathered from a little bit from listening to Ron Paul, but mostly from discovering Free Talk Live and Gardner Goldsmith and all the other people that have such a logical way of looking at things. That, you know, I run into these situations where I'm in conflict with so-called authority quite often. And it really brings home for me that there must be just a lot of people out there that just bow down.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, well, if they didn't bow down, they'd have a tough time.
I want to tell all you people out there over the air tonight, every one of you that's bowing down on every little thing, you're making it hard on me, okay? Because I don't want to bow.
Well, yeah, I'm with you, and I also understand the reason to bow down. I also understand why. I mean, you don't want to stick your head up above water because you know that they're going to chop it off. So I understand wanting to stay
below
the radar.
Yeah, but you know what, Ian? If nobody sticks their head above water, everybody drowns.
I agree with you.
You're right.
You're right. But the fact is, you can't be the only one doing it because then they're going to come after you. And they're desperate for cash. They're coming after you for back taxes, 2002 to 2007. You say you don't know what they're going to do. You can't even find it in their own ordinances. But none of that's going to stop them eventually from coming and taking your child away from you or putting you in a jail cell. And there could be some real nasty consequences for all this. So, I mean, I understand why people do that, and I don't advocate that they stop cooperating 100%. I think that baby steps are really important.
Everybody has to find their own threshold, their own comfort level. And like I said, the very first thing just being...
My son's a handful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. He's very, very high-strung, high-energy, very emotional. And another situation that we run into is late last week, somebody saw me grab my son by the neck and steer him toward the car because he was running wild again. Mm-hmm. And they called CPS. So then I had CPS coming down on me, too.
Oh, man.
Wow, that sucks.
And the wife said to the CPS agent, she said, well, what do you suppose the problem is here? And my wife looked that woman right in the eye and said,
The problem is that somebody didn't know how to mind their own damn business. Oh, that's the problem.
That
and the woman just looked at her like she crawled out of a hole in the ground with swamp gas all over or something, you know? Just didn't know how to take her. And really,
I have to ask, I mean, have you considered the Free State Project? Have you considered moving to New Hampshire and being around more like-minded people, hundreds of activists?
As her educational situation is straight, we're pretty much out of here. But it's sad that we have to leave. It's sad that nobody else
That's okay.
wants to stand up for themselves.
You know, I'm with you. It is sad, but the fact is you'll be feeling happy when you're finally surrounded by people that think like you do, and it won't be sad anymore at that point. Then you'll be relieved that you're finally around other people who understand what liberty's all about and who care about it, and many of them are willing to take those risks, and they are willing to non-cooperate and to put it on the line, and those who aren't are willing to back them up. Those who aren't willing to take those risks are willing to put money on the line and willing
I'll
to help out.
For reasons why I'm really optimistic about that, too. I mean, not just about the Free State Project, but especially about the Free State Project. And one of them is that we don't need 100% non-cooperation.
5% would be
overwhelming. That would be a lot.
Yeah.
You need a wrench because they need full cooperation. And a few people non-cooperating in the information age, I think it's going to create a ripple effect. And
a young friend of mine, I think he had an epiphany the other day because he was arrested for possessing a marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him in the shop, and I said, well, he's talking about how he can do this plea and that, and he can get his record expunged. And I said, well, doesn't there have to be a victim for there to be a crime? And he said, well, you would think so. I said, who's the victim here? And he said, well, me. And I said, so who's the criminal?
Them.
And his eyes lit up, and you could see the understanding come to him.
Click.
And
yeah, good point. Great questions to ask him in that situation. And I thank you, by the way, Andy, for the call tonight, and look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire with your family as well. And get on over to freestateproject.org and get involved, because it's sad that in order to achieve liberty, you will have to probably leave where you are. I understand some people say, the Free State Project was not the only answer. And maybe it's not the only answer, but in my opinion, it's the best damn answer, and it's the answer that's working. I mean, we met a couple new movers today, Dale, to the Keene area, at least one new mover. There have been five or six new movers over the past few weeks. I mean, the activist count here has doubled. That wasn't happening in Florida. We did not have an influx of liberty activists where I come from. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks, Dale. More on the way tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.